No. Okay.
You all saw the news flash? Or you got the same
Yeah, I
message?
just saw it 1 minute ago.
I didn't see it yet,
News flash?
I think. Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Yeah,
I
from your
received
mom.
an email, so I thought I can't mail you, so I thought I'd just drop it in the
It was
folder.
on my computer.
Okay.
Still not.
Oh.
Ze werken niet de goede instellingen.
Ja, my presentation.
I think you have to change your desktop size.
Okay, everybody ready?
Not really.
Well.
So computer is not functioning. Display and then settings. I'm not sure which
Did you read the news flash?
No.
Okay,
No, it
can
wasn't
we get started or is this some pressing
Yeah, my computer is not
issue?
functioning properly.
Oh, unfortunate. Plug in the power cable when you come back?
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced and so is
Yeah.
it's difficult.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Maybe I can help the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, possible?
Too bad.
Sorry.
Okay.
There's one more to do, right?
Okay.
Control
Delete.
Format.
So it doesn't draw the attention away.
I made my own map.
No, not
Oh, yeah.
this, but
It's yeah.
That's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No, I
No?
just
Okay.
left it closer,
Yeah.
took it here, and I just
That's the only way it's it would otherwise
Where was it? It's certainly
Well, I call me when it's happening.
Thank you. You guys like your tasks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do,
Yeah,
and
what you
a
actually
couple of minutes before this, I get my function,
Yeah.
the information that I need.
Yeah.
But
So
it's
far,
not clear what you have to type type in your
Well, I'm
presentation.
here and then just
Yeah.
typing it and then, oh, I have to do that, so
Yeah,
switch.
exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I like, hadn't time to integrate the information yet.
Yeah.
Okay. We are waiting for your humble tour.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, it's fine. I want to start. We have to start it right away.
Yeah.
Functional.
This was you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
All right. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also fill in a questionnaire. The findings were, well, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for RSI. I don't know how user can read that, but okay. There's also was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, voice, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean, the
they do need to be in the
yeah, they do
room.
Need to be under remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings, I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So, yeah, we
I
have
think
to.
He
we
doesn't
we
have an equalizing.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Mixed
my DP has, but
right.
we can't leave them away. Most relevant and most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel and volume selection, teletext, but we can skip that because I saw the news flash and teletext is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one.
Okay.
And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right
order.
Where
did you guys get that news flash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Yeah, on the project.
Not by mail. I received mail, but you don't. So.
But
no, so
you've got more information than.
The teletext can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group. So it's above 40, I guess. The new product, or below.
Yeah,
because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus.
Yeah.
And the new product should reach new market, which is
below.
Customers below 40.
Okay, well.
So where did you get
that's
that information?
That's in the news. Okay.
Okay.
because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested not so interested in the screen or speech recognition, but below that age they pretty much are, so I think we can build it in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because we find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them, stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think, certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does not make the remote control unnoticed in your room. It's actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room, so it's the people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But
that
it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and the colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can change much of that.
Yeah, so, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not gonna affect it very much. But that are the consequences of the marketing part.
Yes.
Okay.
It's open already, so you can use all of our.
Yes. Effect. Okay. Oh,
go YouTube.
What is this? Oh no. How do I?
You press Alt F4?
No. I press the mouse button.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you can do it from your computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you all go,
yeah.
Stand around
yeah.
The computer.
That's nice.
Okay, I had two examples.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and
mm-hmm.
buttons. This
yeah.
is the easy one. I think we have to combine them
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But yeah, the age is under 40.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of.
Okay, so we have the option
not
for
not
more functions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have to integrate the screen and
the speech recognition, yeah.
Yeah. This one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
From
But
age of 16.
yeah, but I prefer we use the basic options. We have to make them very easy. So for just zapping around the channels, you can just push one button. But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the news flash also stated that it should control only one device,
Okay,
only
one
your
device.
television.
Yeah,
Okay,
so
I didn't
it's
see
pretty
that.
easy. No, yeah, it's
So there are not extra options in this.
Okay, and
Yeah.
I also, we have to make it fashionable, like
Yeah.
you said before. The basic functions, only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options. You can put that in the screen.
Yeah,
And
you make a
the
screen menu or
yeah,
something.
screen menu
Yeah.
to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen
Yeah.
Yeah, and
with
what
a clear menu.
other functionality is the screen? What does the screen
Change
do?
the charger fix
Did I
What
did I
is
break it?
low power?
Yeah.
What are there?
So what does the screen do? They said they needed it, but what does it do? What do they want with the
For
screen?
the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's what
well,
we make it up.
yeah,
So, but what did the
didn't
marketing?
say what they want to do with the
No.
screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for
Yeah, okay, it's
advanced
handy.
functions.
Like
With
searching
help
for
with some
channels and.
activities.
Yeah, searching for channels, programming
Yeah.
that.
We're back on
Okay,
topic.
but I'm almost finished. So.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the if we make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashion
Content
balance.
and form.
Yeah,
Yeah.
content and form.
Yeah.
Now that
That
was
was the end.
the
Yeah.
end. Yes.
Okay. Well, my presentation is a bit sucky.
Well, you can improvise,
So
right?
just making conclusions. A little bit. No. Functional requirements? Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah.
Well, we
I
can
don't
go
really
for
put
it.
it in. No, you know, you know.
You
Let me
better check.
check.
It's not really English. Oh, working is out, got it.
Yeah.
So we can go for the look and feel of the left example and then a screen on top of it.
Pretty good. All right, how do I skip pages?
Just press
The keys?
yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls and, well, the info on the website, which you linked to it. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. This is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this, but then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the design,
Yeah.
the actual design, but I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button, it sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial
Yeah,
frequencies
frequency,
and or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal
decode.
gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. Well, this was actually all I got around to do. I mean, I don't know if I'm too strong for this stuff, but
Work hard.
Okay, should we make a list of all the functions we want?
Yeah, we want to incorporate
Yeah.
into it.
temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for a use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group, of users, or
yeah,
because it says below 40, I mean,
yeah,
I guess that's,
so
that's
I think
target.
It's easy,
but
yeah,
it's also for children or just
below 40, so we
the
can
marketing
decide.
Research
okay.
Started also on the age of 16
okay.
to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So,
so below 40 is okay, but we need a lower level, which is
I miss.
So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to.
I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So
and
they adapt it pretty soon. I
and
guess.
If we have a larger public, we have yeah more options to
yeah.
to sell our product.
Yeah. So what you might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. Then younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Yeah.
And yeah, that you can choose what the design displays.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make two different yeah groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public. And the advanced options for the younger people, yeah, who are more, yeah, experienced with.
All incorporated in the screen or just the remote itself.
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you have a visual of the brightness with
yeah.
the kind
yeah.
of sliding bar and the bus and stuff
yeah.
like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions.
Yeah.
You don't use.
Yeah.
Which you might be drawing.
Yeah.
I'm not very big.
Yeah.
You don't doesn't have one. Yeah, we get the idea. Yeah, well. This is basically remote.
Yeah.
Usually the power button is on top, I guess.
Should be easy to reach it, though.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It should fit
left top or right top?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Most people are
right
handed, so
okay.
Maybe left hand is special edition, but okay.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally press them on the yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle, or you should screen at the bottom and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so yeah, you have it in
your
hand and the screen is below.
To hold it, so
yeah.
The buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, if you put the screen here, it's more about the functions now than the
layouts.
Doesn't work too well. It's
you broke it.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You get it. For example, if you put all the.
Buttons for all the channels.
And here one
for flipping.
Yeah. Yeah. And volume control.
Yeah. That's usually
Yeah.
So you have up and down for the channels,
left
but left and
right.
right for the volume.
Those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is really your department.
Yeah.
And we need just functional display.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay, but this is function.
And
so
you have
if you can use the volume.
Most of the time, you have one button in the middle. It
for
says menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons.
Mm-hmm.
To scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function and then just
yeah.
Most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind
yeah.
of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base, you just adjust it with these two buttons,
yeah.
then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level. Then finally say okay, exit, or one button to exit it.
No.
One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
And
too.
Do we need a logo on our remote control? Or
yeah, but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be
on the left
on
top.
Top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but it depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah.
it's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than I mean we look where we have space left and then put the logo over
okay.
there.
No.
But
for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be. I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah.
Where
be,
why
I mean
do you want to put the display on the bottom?
No, that's not sure.
That's not sure, but
yeah, maybe because
you
you're
use the functions you're. Block the display.
Yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button and then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more logical
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Because people use mobile phones and they also
are
have
you
a screen
it?
On top.
Okay, yeah,
so
that's possible.
You just have to reach a little bit for the power button. I mean, if you grab
once
it.
Once it's on, it's
but
on. You don't need
most
yeah.
most
okay.
of the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press it.
Okay, we put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here, RR. And jet and the microphone, I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So
yeah.
there are some stripes, little holes.
Mm.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean,
yeah,
if the microphone is good,
you cover it with your hand.
Yeah, okay, so on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top, on the side, I don't know,
yeah,
it should be able to move.
Yeah,
and then
it
depends on the sensitivity of the microphone.
Yeah, we'll leave this up to you.
Doesn't matter. So, but the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers. Volume, channel up and down, screen
control
over there.
Advanced options.
Yeah, if
yeah.
So we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Sound.
Base,
sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, equalizer. Or if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only.
Yeah, it's just a remote control,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to run.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
You have a digital. Better write it down over there.
Of course.
So you have sound.
Just
yeah. yeah, sound, and then within sound. I guess treble and bass.
Treble bass.
We had the mono stereo option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
There was something else also, and then
pitch.
Pitch.
Yeah, but pitch isn't that. Yeah, that's the height
yeah.
of the
yeah.
tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you use
mono
that?
Yeah,
people
isn't
like
that
talk
depends
like.
Depends on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part.
Programming part.
Yeah, programming. So channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And yeah, in the functionality of the
television
itself. Remote. Do we want buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation.
I think it gets annoying. I mean, noise
modulation. You could make an option for it, but you can disable.
Advanced option.
Yeah. But the television itself has also the options with brightness and screen color, etc. So,
people don't want to sit on their knees in front of a television with usually three buttons and very hard to contrast and brightness. Yeah, those are the most used, I guess. If you don't want to monitor.
Your presentation, right?
Well,
just copy those.
Yeah, well, I guess that these were the only ones, I guess.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah,
the
button options and the LCD options.
And we have any of the
Indeed.
The remote control options.
Yeah.
So we need two menus.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicates with the electronics.
Yeah, with the chip and then translating, I mean.
So
yeah,
we have an additional processor and
well
software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present, channel volume selection present, numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Contrast
is.
Okay,
color and brightness.
Yeah.
And what you say, channel settings, so channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah,
and when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV, and then you can. Then you can select a number in your remote
so
in which you want to
channel
save it.
The program is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name the channel, or
well, most TVs automatically display the name which they get through the cable.
Oh, they get the ultimate names.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only has to match the channel frequency on your TV with the position on your. TV and so your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on channel number 5?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah.
If you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible too.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? Well, you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1, 2, 30 or 90 or whatever, you browse it and then in some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Like
swap channels.
Swap, good option. Okay.
So
all functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL5 on channel 5. And Veronica on channel 8, and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the times you override the previous previous one.
Okay. Well, that's up to
the
user interface.
It's pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look on the menu on the TV.
Also.
You only have to figure out how it has to look.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result. The working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was.
Or is it too hard to just do it on your remote to program the channels?
No,
no, that's
so, but I think the communication with the television is difficult. That's
yeah.
Not our part.
No,
we don't have to design the protocol. So.
Mm.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto seeker is not a problem.
No,
you encounter a channel and then it just says, on which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm, okay, and then it's it's saved. It's easier if it's harder to if you have already programmed it to swap. So we have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design the menu for all these functions.
Yeah.
So put them on
the can you make a map with all the because it's now there are lots of documents.
Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the
thing. The layout of the remote control.
And I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more the user interface?
No,
part?
I think that's more in.
Now all the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think are in my department.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do. So if you want to, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is.
Okay, so he's layout and your function.
Yeah.
Or function. Okay.
I think that's a
good but do I have to. To make the menu layout also, or are you going to do that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to make. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
we
have to
knows
kind
what.
Of work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I make the menu, like I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to decide. It
yeah.
In the way that
okay. You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, the menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu
with
sub pages and
with some layers in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get certain results.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty every device has to play.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this button, the OK menu OK, or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it, and then want to confirm, and want to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the save button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button to go one step back. It's only two extra buttons.
Yeah.
If it's very clear that they are for the screen.
I think we have to group to make two groups. The one group for the display and one group for the basic functions. And
yeah, but they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
but we have a multi.
Use for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. Yeah, if you're zapping with your remote control, you can press the menu button and then you are suddenly into the display.
Okay, so you. Leave the menu button out of
just group the we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions so we make a line between them,
but we should place the screen on top, right?
Well,
we swap okay
yeah
so we make
you
it
you
just make the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think we should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and a.
To OK and back.
Yeah.
Okay. OK and back.
Yeah,
button.
Or confirm and back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
But those are still doubly used.
Should
those
we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button,
yeah.
And
that just to
that's
to
the one
the
with the yeah okay.
So menu button access the menu in the LCD screen,
and then with these buttons, navigate. You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so that's not
those are both
multifunctional.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are
lit up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, that's a good idea, because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now and which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, those buttons are lit up, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust
some bars.
No, because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down in one moment.
Maybe we should use this also as an OK button still. And then just only a back button.
Well,
no,
those buttons we use
the
for.
The OK button in the middle is sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once you're not already at your.
Yeah.
So maybe make one OK button and one navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. Yeah, a multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
you want to close down?
Yeah, I want to close down.
Yeah.
Not because I didn't like you.
We have lunch break already.
And then we can break for 30 minutes. And I have to write very fast to make the meeting. And then we'll see.
How long is the lunch break?
I don't know. Nobody told me.
But do we have to write down our stuff now or first lunch break?
Well,
because
I that's first lunch break.
I have everything in my head now, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I think you can put the laptop back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Time pressure. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my not finished presentation.
Oh no, no.
Yeah, we'll kick your ass later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works, but
you saved it. Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah.
It's,
should be in here, it's a smart board.
Okay. And we have to make some maps with all the data we gathered.
I tried to organize it by these three.
I made the user.
Yeah,
it's just my own map, so I put everything into.
I don't really mind. I just put the minutes here.
But you got some extra information.
That's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just basically what I just showed.
But where did you get the newsletter?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get kicked if I don't do it.
Okay.